cooking
isn't for everyone. So, your dinner party has no dinner, but at least your table setting is immaculate. The candles, gorgeous. Softly scalloped champagne flutes, delightful. That pie might be burnt, but that speckled serving plate is straight up fire.
Don't worry, we can eat around it.
A blaze of glory. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Radio X.
Good morning, listeners of Radio X, and welcome to the Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby show. Before we begin the show, we must, of course, start with an apology. Many of you will be aware that on last week's show, Vin accidentally broadcast some of our studio conversations to the nation, when you should have been enjoying the dulcet tones of Jerry Cinnamon. We can only throw ourselves prostrate in front of you to beg forgiveness for some of the things that Matthew said.
What? Come on now.
Whilst for many years we have dealt with some of his odder views, we never thought we'd be in the position of having to discuss them publicly.
Oh, no.
Neither Ed Gamble or Global aligned themselves with any of the things that Matthew said. I'd rather we didn't dwell on what was said, but for legal reasons, we must revisit them briefly.
No, it's not how that all works.
We do not believe, as Matthew does, that all Oasis fans have a gene missing.
I said they had nice jeans on.
Nor do we associate ourselves with the idea that nut allergies can be cured by, and I quote, dipping the Gen Z weaklings into a wheelie bin full of sun pat. Whilst it may be his preference, nobody else in the office hopes they are reincarnated as a hand dryer in a swimming pool changing room. Finally, it is of course not the opinion of Radio X that COVID was started by women. Hopefully we can move
forward. I was in a lab in Wuhan. You misheard me.
Hopefully we can move forward from this point, educate Matthew and get him the help he needs, his Arctic monkeys.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby. Nothing. Matthew Crosby. This
is Radio X.
Glamorous indie rock and roll is what I want. It's in my soul, it's what I need. Indie rock and roll, it's time. It's indie rock and roll for me.
Radio X.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Choosing your spirit's rise. Throw out your crown and just smile at the sound. Seek as a sheep's meat.
here on Radio X. It's Ed Gamble. It's Matthew Crosby. We're with you till 11 a.m. Welcome to the show, everybody. And Ed, you did me dirty there.
I did you dirty by revealing some of your top opinions to the nation.
My top opinions?
Yeah.
I'm always working on my top five opinions.
Yeah.
You listed them there.
I did. I listed them, not necessarily in order.
No. Listen, can I say one thing? Was there ever a point when you thought, well, I'll spread it around a little bit and I'll do some of my silly opinions and I'll do some of Vin's silly opinions? You thought, no, I'm just going to get Matthew in the crosshairs.
No, because as you know, Matthew, as a comedy writer, it's much funnier to bully one person.
That's very true.
It's so much. What's the joke if I'm saying I said something?
Yeah, I guess what is the joke? It's just that we're all silly billies.
No, The joke
has to be
let's all pick on Matthew.
Can I just say none of those things? If you didn't hear last week's episode, Ed was making that all up for a smile.
No. It was cut out of the podcast.
No,
but if you were listening live, you would have heard that.
If you were listening live, you wouldn't have heard me say any of those things. I've got
carefully.
Some pretty
well. We didn't play any Jerry Cinnamon last week.
There you go.
This was cut out.
The smoking gun I needed.
No, Ed might be right.
We were supposed to play Jerry Cinnamon, but instead it was you saying that you think all people should get in a wheelie bin full of sun pack.
Exactly. If you listen back to last week's show, you won't hear a single moment of Jerry Cinnamon. And that sounds suspicious to me.
Yeah, that sounds suspicious.
That actually does sound suspicious for Radio X on a Sunday morning. It sounds incredibly suspicious. No, it wasn't. Anyway, listen, I've, my opinions are fantastic.
We know you think they're fantastic.
I've got some great opinions. Lots of people agree with them, and not just people
who
are anonymous.
Why did you turn into English Trump, then?
Yeah.
You really did. Did you know you were doing that?
No, I didn't.
I've got lots of great opinions.
Do you know what? I think that's it. I think, well, who is a man who is constantly cornered but refuses to admit he's cornered? No, my opinions are great. Everyone's saying my opinions. Very, very good opinions. Some of the best opinions out there.
Anyway, let's not have fun with that impression because that's dangerous.
It is dangerous, isn't it? It's dangerous to sort of, you know, you can mock that guy, but you don't want to make him into... Because basically... He's hilarious, right? that's the problem. The problem is, if there's a news that, like, we remember what it was like when Joe Biden was around. If there was a news article, Joe Biden says a thing, you ain't clicking on that.
Yeah.
if the article's Trump says a thing, you're clicking on it, right? That's the way it works.
Remember when you said that paper straws would explode?
Yeah, they explode in your mouth.
They explode in your mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Do you remember on the campaign trail when he was really, really into the idea of getting a water pressure up? Just generally up, you know, the showers.
That's not a bad idea.
You stand in the shower. Yeah, but that's not...
You've said a lot of these things.
Not an enforceable policy.
Is this things you've said? That's a good metal education. Was it Trump or was it Matthew?
Trump or Crosby.
I tell you, that is something we're going to have to work on for a show in the future. But you know, do you know what? I tell you what... Reese is coming in to cover for 2 weeks.
Yes.
He's a boy who likes to do some homework.
He can do some quiz.
Reese James
or Crosby.
We've got a quiz for you. Was it Trump? Was it Crosby? And the answers may shock you. Oh, yes. A little bit of wet leg now here on Radio X.
Catch your medicine ball. Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful, do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is can you catch these bits?
always happens late at night. Some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yet don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends.
Leg on Radio X. It's Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby with you until 11 a.m. Plenty to come on the show. It's not just all the great stuff you've heard so far.
No. We've got some of our favourite features coming back. We've got, of course, Sports Desk. Sports Desk is just around the corner. We also have, it's the return of Metal Education. We've not done it for, it feels like a while.
And eight years or so.
It was about 8 years since we last did Metal Education. So I'm feeling very, very lucky today.
You're feeling fruity.
I'm feeling fruity. I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling ready to face Metal Education. I've got my fingers crossed, I've got my toes crossed. I think I'm going to do well.
What else have you got?
What other bits of my body could I potentially? I can cross my eyes. I can cross my T's. If I really clench, I can cross my buttocks. I think, but I've really, you know.
You do have long buttocks, though.
Extremely, and getting longer by the day. Yeah. Getting longer by the day, honestly. Genuinely, I need to get myself. You know, like a sort of truss of some kind.
A Liz.
I need to get myself a Lizzie. Yeah, I need to get myself a bum bra is what I need, because they are sliding down my thighs. Yeah, believe you me.
You can see them bumping around in your trousers.
Absolutely right. People often think I'm wearing those like MC Hammer pants, and I go, that's just my buttocks flapping around my thighs. It's absolutely disgusting. Stay tuned for that.
Radio X with B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their on-trend features.
Radio X.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Need a summer wardrobe refresh? Then Very's got you covered. With amazing savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. Save at least 20% off most fashion and sportswear like Adidas, River Island and more.
OMG!
Plus you can buy now and pay up to 12 months later and nothing to pay at checkout. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Search Very Pay. Event ends 11th of June, delivery £3.99. Very Pay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at Dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's apply. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on. Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Excuse me.
inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Radio X.
Subliminal, my f**k America. Now everybody do the propaganda and sing along at the edge of paranoia.
Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien mission. Everything is meant to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow.
Crosby.
It's up in my heart when it skips a beat.
Skips a beat.
Can't feel no pavement out under my feet.
Under my feet.
I feel my lonely room when I'm dreaming of you. Oh, what can I do? I still need you, but
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby with you until 11 a.m. Now, last week we were discussing irrational phobias, Matthew.
We were.
Little weird phobias that people have.
This is unbelievable. We spent the entire show talking about phobias and we didn't once play the jingle that I made a good few months ago now, wasn't it? When Ed was off and I brought in the feature What's Your Phobia and I recorded this jingle.
What's your phobia? Tell me what's your
phobia.
What's your
phobia?
Tell me what's your
phobia. Do you think there's a reason we didn't play that last week, Matthew?
Too good.
Well, it was from a show that I wasn't here for, so
yes.
Those aren't canon.
Yeah, you have those ones.
So we shouldn't really be playing that, but also it's very bad jingle.
It is a bad jingle.
But now we're in the bed, I like now, it.
The bed's good.
The bed's great.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Craig David.
No.
There's everything wrong with me.
Absolutely not. I don't have a phobia of Craig David.
Oh, my God, no.
No.
That would make life unlivable if you couldn't enjoy the TS5.
What?
Have you not seen him do the TS5? Oh, the TS5 is absolutely out of this world.
I've never known what the TS5 is.
Help me out here. And also, I just don't think we should get sidetracked because we've got some really good phobias. And I can see this being a whole link about whatever the TS5 is.
I do sort of want to know what it is.
Right. Quickly, Matthew.
It's always on, when it's on lineups, it's always Craig David and TS5.
TS5 is fantastic.
But it's not like
what
his band.
Is it?
So he'll perform Craig David songs, right? That's how it starts, right? Yeah. Then he'll say, ready for TS5. And he'll wheel out some decks, right? And he will be DJing. And then he will sing over the top of the songs he's playing. So he'll play songs that everybody knows, right? So he'll play like No Scrubs and he'll be singing it and then he'll stop it and go into Walking Away, go back into it. So he sort of mashes them up with his own songs. It's fantastic.
That does sound quite good.
Fantastic.
Why doesn't he just do that in general?
Well, he sort of does. Once he's done all his big hits, he says, come on, it's TS5 time now, guys.
What does he
jump around. It's great. It's so fun.
What does TS5 stand for?
The Silly Five.
Cool.
Space Five Silly Songs.
Cool.
I don't know what TS5 stands for, but I know what it is. I've seen it, but do you not know what it is? I can see it. I've done it, but I've got no idea what it is.
You've done it?
You've done it.
Yeah, I've done TS5.
You've performed with Craig David?
No, I wasn't performing, but I was...
You're one of the five.
I was in the audience.
That's not doing something.
What do you mean?
You can't say you've done something when you've been in the audience for it.
Yes, you can.
Of course you can't.
You haven't done Harry Hill.
Well, listen, what Harry and I did at that after-show party is absolutely between me and my wife.
You can't say that. That's madness.
Well, yeah, but to say the TS5 is an experience, I've done that experience, right?
No, you've experienced it.
Yeah,
you've not done it.
All right. Okay, well, I think we're splitting hairs here. I think this is a semantic argument. I have experienced TS5. You guys haven't.
Yeah.
So shut your gobs. Anyway, we're on to phobias now.
We've got no time.
Here
come the butt thieves. Stay away from my thighs, lads.
People don't know much. Need a whiskey crush to think of something new. Hey, you're watching me, looking through a screen. I'm there in front of you. Sometimes the days, they feel so long. Yeah, we all live on by the same song.
Nothing But Thieves here on Radio X. It's Ed Gamble. It's Matthew Crosby. We're with you till 11 a.m. And this is What's Your Phobia?
What's your
phobia?
Tell me what's your
phobia?
What's your
phobia? It's quite a long jingle, isn't it?
It's quite a long jingle. Bearing in mind, we've already played it. We didn't start the feature, and now we're back for another lick, and so we're playing the whole jingle again.
I've only got myself to blame. I get so easily distracted.
Yes.
Let's do some of the phobias, though. Ed, you start.
Happy radio, lads.
Don't mind if I do.
I have an irrational phobia of frogs and toads, which I admit is mad, but what's madder is my wife's phobia of rainbows. She's worried that if she were to walk into the end of a rainbow, she'd be sucked into space or abducted by aliens or something.
Well, I've got good news for you. You're not going to get to the end of a rainbow.
You're not going
to
get there.
You're not going to get there. I wonder if she was affected by, like, the show with Zippy, because that started with a big old rainbow.
Well, it was called
Rainbow. Yeah, it was such a fun show.
Yeah.
I hope she wasn't, because it's great.
Why would you have a phobia of that? I think if she'd watched Rainbow, she wouldn't have a phobia of Rainbow.
That's a very good point. It's a very good point. This is from Kay, who says, I have an irrational fear of stickers. They're just gross. Even worse when someone puts them on their skin. Oh, you wouldn't like half term in my house. I now work with kids. Oh,
what are you doing?
That's absolutely sticker country, isn't it? It's work.
It's either that or I work on the shelves at a supermarket.
Yeah.
In the
90s, yeah. I now work with kids.
Well, some of the smaller supermarkets.
The sort of more bodega style supermarkets. Yeah.
I'd love one of those machines. Anyway, let's not get sidetracked.
I would love one of those machines as well. Do you know what? This is a... You know how people give out badges at the end of their Edinburgh shows?
Mm.
Get one of those who just said, I've seen Ed Gamble.
Yeah.
And boom.
I've done Ed Gamble,
yeah. I've done Ed Gamble stickers. And just prank everybody as they're going out. I now work with kids and have to make them pick their own stickers from the sticker sheet. Oh, and their little fiddly fingers can't do that. They don't know how to... Oh, okay. You're a fool to yourself. That's What's Your Phobia. We'll probably do it again because I just want to hear the jingle again.
We have another link of this, can we?
Certainly.
Mind, we've only done two and there's about 25 here.
there's so many of them. Keep them coming in.
Radio X with B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their thoughtful advice and design.
Radio X.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get the iPhone 16 Pro Max with unlimited data for just £54.99 a month with club card prices, saving you £207. And you'll collect club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 16.74. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's a cruise down the Thames.
It's the sweet escape of Cadbury World.
It's a hard day's night at the Cavern Club.
It's the sparkle of the jewellery quarter.
It's the winning goal at Anfield.
It's the majestic chimes in Westminster.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most.
So why not pay less? Do more.
With cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham, thanks to London Northwestern Railway. Book direct today and start your journey.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpix, so show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. to verify. See www.moonpig.com/personalized.
Danny Wallace.
Tell me, what is it you want out of a radio show? Well, you're not going to get it. The Important Broadcast is a difficult listen, requiring you to sit up and pay attention. I will educate you. I may even upset you, but I will not amuse you. I'm doing it now. Not amusing you, I mean.
Danny Wallace.
The Important Broadcast.
This morning from 11.
With B&Q. Everything for your new bathroom, not just sinks and showers.
Radio X. Crosby.
monster? Is it a monster?
You're listening to Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby, and now, come on, we've got to get this feature finished. It's Weird Phobias time.
What's your phobia?
Okay, we're playing the whole thing again. I thought you were going straight into the bed, is what you said to me.
Phobia.
We're not going to have time to do any of these if you keep playing this nonsense.
Okay, let's get into it, okay? Let's not mess around. This one is from Matt in Blackpool. He says, hello, lovely radio boys. I have an irrational fear of Pinky and Perky type puppets. Thanks to a kid show that was like Top of the Pops, but with puppets performing the songs. I think he's talking about Doobie Duck's Disco Bus, which I absolutely despised as a kid. For some reason, I absolutely despised it. I still can't hear the final countdown by Europe without having a mild panic attack about horrible puppets. Love you, bye, Matt in Blackpool. Thank you, Matt, and sorry for your horror.
Listen to this one, Matthew.
Yes, please.
Josh from Eastbourne says, I'm scared of falling upwards into the sky.
Oh, I know that fear. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Does it affect you in this way? I cannot be in the middle of a field and must always skirt around the edges under trees in case gravity stops working. I've grown used to it, but it's quite difficult on first dates when they fancy a picnic.
I get it when I'm lying on the ground in a field. You know, it's meant to be very, very relaxing.
Yes.
And then you go, what? This planet's spinning in space. What's holding me on?
Yeah.
Gravity.
See,
right?
I don't mind that. I'd be like, that would be so cool.
You feel like you dig your hands into the ground.
No, I love it. I'd love to fall into the sky.
Yeah.
Fantastic time, yeah. It's not often I'm lying in the middle of a field. You're more of a hippie than I am.
Absolutely, yeah. I've just done some magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be at one with nature, yeah. No, I lying down, you can have that moment of going, oh my God, I'm sort of stuck to the earth, but what if I wasn't? I mean, it would be, do you know what? It would be good fun.
Yeah, it would be great fun to
sail up into the sky and say, see you later, boy.
Yeah, lying in the field, getting sucked right off. Lovely.
Absolutely. Exactly right.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have phrased it like that, but sure.
My friend's got a fear of big expanses of sky are a problem, not because he's scared of the sky, but if he sees a big expanse of sky, there's a chance that a plane could fly into it, and then if he sees the plane, he's scared that the plane's going to crash and land.
Right. So it's the potential of the sky.
It's the potential of a crashing plane, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's scared of when there's not a plane and also when there is a plane.
Exactly,
right,
yeah.
Okay. So he's always scared.
What a life.
Yeah. He's always scared of the sky.
This is from an anonymous texter, and fair enough when you hear this. When I was a kid, I saw a section about ticks on the Really Wild Show, brackets Terry Nutkin's era, whilst eating shredded wheat. I can't even look at them anymore. Now, I assume he means...
Shredded wheat. Yeah, not ticks.
But yeah, things you associate, like if you get sick on a particular food, you can never eat it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife had really, really bad sort of nausea when she was pregnant, and we were watching the show Call My Agent and eating filled pasta, and she's gone off both of those things. I've still never we don't have filled pasta anymore in the house, and I've not seen the end of Call My Agent because we were watching it together.
French,
like,
or English?
The French version.
Yeah, great show.
Phenomenal show. We were loving it so much, and now it makes her nauseous. It just reminds her of
filled pasta.
Filled pasta, exactly. you know, the French remind you of pasta? Of course they do. Have you got one there, Ed?
What, a food that makes me sick?
Oh, no, I meant another. Yeah. Have you got a food that makes you sick?
Yeah, it was from when I was a kid, and it just says too much about my upbringing.
Go on, what was it?
Baklava.
Oh, what a shame, though.
Yeah, I know, good stuff.
Yeah. It's really nice stuff.
Good stuff.
Do you have a phobia there?
Yeah, sorry. I just enjoyed listening to you stumble through that.
Searching for the word phobia, which is one of the three words of the
name of the
feature.
Yeah, it says it at the top of the sheet, mate.
Yes, it does.
I do. I don't have a tradition. This is from Andy. I don't have a traditional baked bean fear, but it's scary when you think you've made yourself the standard ones and you find a little sausage in there.
Fantastic. This is Radiohead here on Radio X.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. You skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a winner. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Whatever you want, you're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Jesus Christ.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby on Radio X.
Come on, what's wrong with playing The Sun Has Got His Hat On once in a while? It's Sunday morning, for goodness sakes. Come on.
It's mad when you, I'm a big Radiohead fan, and sure, when you see that song live, yeah, they, you know, they start and everyone cheers, and everyone loses their mind, and it gets euphoric.
Yeah.
And then the next 3 minutes happen.
They're like, oh, hang on.
Slowly, just desperately trying not to open a vein. Oh, my God, come on,
well,
lads.
We've got some more happy stuff coming up in the next couple of hours.
What's his new band called?
The Smile.
Tell your face. Come on, mate. Come on, tell your face. Anyway, still to come in just a little bit, we've got Sports Desk, so stay tuned for that.
Radio X.
With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their high-quality materials.
Radio X.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day, and that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at Dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's applied. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
Help me capture these mischievous spirits.
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure at
Portage Park.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's a cruise down the Thames.
It's the sweet escape of Cadbury World.
It's a hard day's night at the Cavern Club.
It's the sparkle of the jewellery quarter.
It's the winning goal at Anfield.
It's the majestic chimes in Westminster.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most.
So why not pay less? Do more.
With cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham, thanks to London North Western Railway. Book direct today and start your journey.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Radio X. News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 9, after protests against immigration raids, Donald Trump has sent 2,000 soldiers into LA. There's been unrest in Paramount over the last couple of days. Radio X's US reporter Simon Marks is following this.
Governor Gavin Newsom of California is condemning the troops' deployment and says it will only further inflame the situation.
We're hearing England's schools will get an extra £4.5 billion a year as part of this week's spending review. That will be used to expand the free school meals programme and fix buildings. Actor Jay